it's if you breed a horse and you've got that horse as a foal, and when you're showing horses, it's nothing like showing it as a foal, because lots of things, it's easier to handle, it's easier to break, it's easier to load, because if it doesn't want to go in the lorry, you can push it in, and it gets used to doing that, never ever forgets it. But if you don't start doing that until it gets three or four, then it's a completely different exercise altogether. So it's far more difficult then. There is difference in the temperament of horses, as there is difference in the temperament of people. And I'm sure that there are some horses, maybe that you can never, if you like, totally control. I think some. I would always say that in the main, horses are like people. In the main, the biggest majority of them are okay, but from time to time you'll come across that wrong, and then you just can't believe. When you breed a foal, and you maybe show it as a foal, you maybe don't show it as a yearling, but a 2-year-old and so on, you get to know that horse very well indeed, and equally as important, that horse gets to know you. So actually, when you see people with horses and you see them, horse will probably rear up and so on. But if that's what that horse does, if you've got it, you take no notice of it, because that's what she always does. So you let that go, and it's like some people will say, and I remember we took a mare up to a stallion, the other side of Sleaford. And we took her up there, and she always was a little bit difficult to catch, but I could always catch her. And she went up there to the stallion, and my colleague rang the stallion chap up after about a week and said, "Have you got the mare covered?" He said, "I've covered her, but," he said, "I can't catch her." And he had taken the stallion out into the field and covered the mare because he couldn't catch her. So he said, "I can't," he said, "I've tried everything to try and catch her." He said, "I've never had one like her." So he couldn't have the vet to check her out because he couldn't catch her. So it came to the time for us to go and pick her up. So off we went this particular Saturday morning. We arrived at the chap's farm. His wife made a pot of tea, and we sat and had a bacon sandwich and a pot of tea. So I got the halter in the lorry, and he said to me, he said, "You're now going to show me how to catch this mare, aren't you?" So I said, "Well, I hope so." She was in this little paddock. So my colleague and this chap stood with their arms on the gate as I walked across the field. But I called her. She looked up, and over she came. But always, you see, I never went to a horse without. I used to take all the leftover bread off the table, and sometimes it wasn't leftover, but I'd always take a slice of bread. I put some in my pocket that morning, same old coat I'd got on. And I looked at her and I said, "Don't you let me down this morning." So I gave her the first half and gave her the second half. And as she took the second half, I put the halter over her ears, because she would, just as you went to pop it, she'd put her head up, you see. But I got that on. Brilliant. I could have kissed her, really. And I walked back with her as proud as punch. And the chap said, he just couldn't believe it. But it's so, and yet you'd get others that any of us get.